And we leave you this hour with a reading recommendation from our series You Must Read This. Rabbi Alamadin is a Lebanese-American writer. The novelist Amy Tan has described him as someone who reads the most international fiction of anyone I know. And his recommendation comes from Portugal.
I love eccentric writers whose neuroses make me seem well-adjusted in comparison. No writer, not one, was more neurotic than Fernando Pessoa. The Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa. It's one of life's great miracles. Even though every edition of the book lists Pessoa as the author, he didn't write it. One of his creations did. Pessoa invented numerous alter egos. Arguably, the four greatest poets in the Portuguese language were all Fernando Pessoa using different names. He didn't stop there. Pessoa invented short story writers, translators, philosophers, an astrologer, a baron who committed suicide, and a hunchbacked, lovelorn woman by the name of Maria José. More than 72 creations by some accounts. The poets themselves may have been Pessoa's best creation, but his greatest literary achievement is the Book of Disquiet. What makes this book, this fictional diary, transcendent is that it deals with the eternal quests, the meaning of life, of death, and the disquiet of the soul. It quenches the thirsty mind and floods the arid heart. When I first encountered disquiet, I felt like laundry. The book dunked me in pristine water, battered and wrung me, and hung me out to dry in sunshine. Rejuvenated me. The Book of Disquiet manuscript, as well as most of Pessoa's work, was found in a trunk after his death. He hardly published anything while alive. Pessoa, the man, was a bookkeeper, a loner. He had no friends, no loves, no family. He lived most of his life in a single room in Lisbon, his literary alter egos and their writing his only companions. He died in obscurity in 1935. Pessoa might have died a recluse, but if you read his book, he'll be your good friend. He certainly is mine.
That's writer Rabbi Alamadin, author of The Hakawati. He was recommending The Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.